In this lesson, we want to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. Now, in the two lessons that follow, we're going to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. But to lay a foundation, in order to give a background, we're going to go back to the Old Testament, and the first passage that we're going to look at is in 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Here we find David talking. And David says in 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 2, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and His word was in my tongue." Now here we find one of the most important and one of the primary works of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament and in the whole Bible as far as that is concerned. And that is the work of inspiring these men that we know of as prophets. The work of revealing the will of God through these men. And of course, that's why we call this prophesying in Bible times. The Holy Spirit was in these men. David plainly says, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me." So these men were the human instruments. God was speaking through them by means of the Holy Spirit. That's why we refer to their teaching as prophecies. Now, some of these men that we know of as prophets spoke the Word of God. Some of them wrote down the Word of God in the scriptures of the Old Testament, and some of them did both. David did both. There were men, however, like Elijah and Elijah that were prophets that didn't write anything. They didn't write the scriptures, that is, of the Old Testament. Moses spoke the Word of God, and so he delivered oral prophecies, but he also wrote the first five books of the Old Testament, and so he was a writing prophet as well. But you see in this that one of the main works of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament was to deliver the Word of God, and He did that through men. Now, of course, in the Old Testament, God spoke in many different ways. This is not the only way that God spoke in the Old Testament. Sometimes in the Old Testament, God would speak directly to people. He spoke directly to Adam, for instance. Sometimes in the Old Testament, you find that God would speak to men through dreams. Sometimes He would speak to men through angels. Sometimes He would speak to men in Israel by means of the high priest and by means of a certain instrument or a certain object on the breastplate of the high priest called the Urim and the Thummim. So there were different ways that God did deliver His message. There were different ways that God spoke in the Old Testament, and these are just a few. But the primary way that you find God speaking, especially as the law of Moses goes into effect, is by means of prophets. And these men became absolutely central in the nation of Israel. And their work was delivering, it was speaking forth the Word of God. Now, a prophet in the Bible is a man who prophesies. And that simply means that he delivers, he speaks forth the Word of God. He's not just a man who talks about the future. Sometimes the Holy Spirit would inspire a prophet to talk about the future. But sometimes the Holy Spirit, and often the Holy Spirit, would primarily move that man and inspire that man to talk about contemporary issues, to talk about the sins of the people in the time in which he lived. And so you find these prophets preaching to the people, you find them confronting kings about their sins, but all of this work is guided by the Holy Spirit of God. It is inspired by the Holy Spirit. That's why David says here in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and His word was in my tongue." So as David was speaking by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he prophesied. As David wrote some of the Psalms that we find in the book of Psalms, he was writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Somebody says, well, in the Old Testament then, when the Holy Spirit inspired these men, did the Holy Spirit also work miracles in the Old Testament? Well, yes, He did. We find, for instance, that Samson was given supernatural, superhuman strength by the Holy Spirit. You read about that in the book of Judges. And you find that these prophets work miracles. Men like Elijah and Moses and Elijah and others. But there were different prophets in the Old Testament. And what we find in the Old Testament is that the Holy Spirit not only spoke through these men, but God confirmed that these men were speaking by His authority and by the guidance of His Spirit by these miracles that we see in the Old Testament. Now, you will find, of course, that just because you read about a miracle in the New Testament, that doesn't mean that you're going to read about that miracle in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit didn't work all the miracles that He worked in the New Testament in Old Testament times. For instance, you don't find speaking in tongues in the Old Testament. You don't find that miracle or miraculous gift there. You don't find, as far as I can see, somebody with the miraculous gift of casting out demons in the Old Testament. As far as I know, you don't even read about demon possession in the Old Testament like you find it in the New Testament. So there were differences there. But the point that I'm making is that when God spoke in the Old Testament, He confirmed, He proved that He was speaking. And that was done basically in the same way that it was done in New Testament times. When God spoke, God proved or showed that He was indeed speaking. And when He spoke through prophets, there were miracles that confirmed that a prophet had spoken, that a prophet of God was truly speaking forth His word. Now, in the Old Testament then, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2 is a very important passage, and I believe that it points to one of the most important works that we find in the Bible of the Holy Spirit. Now, to underscore what we're looking at here, and remember, 2 Samuel 23, verse 2, think about these words and let these words sink in. "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and His word was in my tongue," David said. That points to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Now, with that in mind, let's turn over to the New Testament, to Mark chapter 12. It may seem odd to turn to a New Testament passage to talk about what the Holy Spirit did in the Old Testament, and yet we find in the New Testament that the Bible does affirm this and states it very, very clearly. Let's look at Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, and here we find Jesus Himself talking about what David said, in fact, what David wrote, and how he wrote it. Mark chapter 12, verse 36. Jesus is answering the Jews here, and what He says in Mark chapter 12, verse 36 is this: "For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool.'" Now, that is a quotation of Psalm 110, verse 1. Who wrote that? David. How did David write that? And who was inspiring David to write those words? Well, Jesus said that David said this, that is, he wrote this, by the Holy Ghost. So again, what we find David saying back in the Old Testament, that the Spirit of the Lord spake by me and His word was in my tongue, is affirmed again here in Mark chapter 12, verse 36. But one of the most important passages on this point, and I don't want to let our time pass before we look at this, is in the book of 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1. Here we find Peter talking about the inspiration of the Bible and the inspiration of the Old Testament in particular. 2 Peter chapter 1. And I want you to notice with me and read with me 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Here the Bible says, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." Now remember what we said about the word prophecy? How that the word prophecy does not necessarily refer to a prediction of the future. It basically means that God is speaking. He's speaking through an inspired person. He's speaking through a prophet. And whether that's about the future or about the time in which the prophet was living is immaterial because he's still speaking forth the word of God. Now, what he says here in verse 20 of 2 Peter chapter 1 is that no prophecy of the Scripture is of, that is, comes from, any private interpretation. Now, this is one of the most misused verses in the Bible. This is one of the most misunderstood and misapplied passages in all of Scripture. There are many people that think that this means that an individual cannot sit down privately and interpret or understand the Bible. And that is not at all what he is saying here. Look at it very carefully. He says that no prophecy of the Scripture is of, that is, no prophecy of the Scripture comes from any private interpretation. What he's saying is this. When you look at the Scriptures, when you look at the Bible, those Scriptures did not come from any kind of private interpretation of man. They did not come from man at all. You see, when you look at the word interpretation here, don't think about interpreting the Bible, because that's not what he means here. He's not talking about interpreting the Bible. He's talking about where the Bible came from. He's not talking about how people interpret the Scriptures. He's talking about where the Scriptures originated. And the Scriptures did not originate with private interpretation. That is, the private thoughts, the private reasonings, the private ideas of any man. But he says in verse 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. In old time refers back all the way to the Old Testament. And he says this prophecy, that is the Scriptures themselves, did not come by the will of man. You see, the will of man and the private interpretation just before that are the same thing. The Scriptures did not come from private interpretation of men. That is, the Scriptures did not come from the will of man. But, he says, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. These holy men of God, these prophets of old, did not speak of their own accord. They did not speak their own ideas. They spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, friends, that is what we call inspiration. The Bible says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. How did we get this book that we call the Bible? Where did it come from? It did not come from the ideas and the thinking of men. It came from God. Well, how did God deliver that? God delivered that by sending the Holy Spirit upon these inspired men in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And the Holy Spirit of God guided them into what they wrote, so that what we have in the Bible is not the word that came from David's own mind, or Moses' own mind, or Peter's own imagination. The words of these men in the Bible are the words that God guided them to write by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so the work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament primarily was to reveal the Word of God through inspired men that we know of as the prophets.